May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 391.
Hymn 391. Jesus, friend of sinners, hear a feeble creature pray. From my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, oh speak, my kind release. A poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. Hymn number 391.
read together from the most holy word of God. Firstly, out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and then turning back to Isaiah chapter 55. But Matthew 11, we'll read the first six verses, then commence again and read from verse 16 to the end. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Now we'll commence, verse 15, and then read on to the end. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets, and calling unto their fellows, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee have been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And then turning to Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish, shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us those portions of his holy word, and grant now all needed help in prayer. Most kind and gracious God, once more we are spared to gather in thy courts here, this little corner of thy vineyard in Swavesey, for prayer and praise and worship of thee. Ah, the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Ah, the day of grace has not ended. Oh, may we be found this night amongst those that desire thee. And that desire having been wrought in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, bringing us to see what we have need of. And that is a Saviour, a Redeemer. Ah, yes, a sacrifice and offering. Oh, we ought to see our desperate need. Ah, and what a mercy when a poor sinner is brought to feel his desperate need. The Spirit will not leave him there. The Spirit will lead unto a precious Christ. And Christ will be opened up to his understanding. And that knowledge of Christ will become unto that one, the one thing needful. Yes, as he sees, as it's opened up to his knowledge and taught him by the Spirit, one that offered himself in their room, place and stead, in that personal way. One that offered himself as that sacrifice. For without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. And so that one that feels the burden of their sin, their iniquities, they have need of a sacrifice. And what a mercy when, like Abraham of old, yes, Abraham lived and died in faith, did he not? And we likewise walk by faith and not by sight, but we have the gospel. We have the gospel concerning Christ. But what a mercy when that is opened up to our understanding, like it was even to Abraham those many years before ever it came to pass, whereby we can likewise say, God shall provide himself a lamb. Oh, the Lamb of Christ, the Lamb of God, the Lamb Christ. Ah, that one that truly did condescend to come down to this lower world, the eternal Son of God, taking upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, made under the law. And came not to do away with the law, but to satisfy it and make it honourable. And so thou didst. Oh, what a mercy indeed. When a poor sinner is enabled by faith to see Christ in all his beauty, in all his wondrousness, as a Saviour, a Redeemer, an offering, a sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice. Yes, not all the blood of bulls and goats on Jewish altars slain could atone for one sin, but it was a type and shadow of that which was to come. And truly one that did condescend to be a man and die, made under the law to fulfill it. Yes, and so did enter into those suffering. And those sufferings, were they not this, on account of our sins, the sins of his church, his chosen, his bride. They were laid upon the spotless lamb there. And there we read in Zechariah, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. And so thou didst bear the sword of divine justice, bore that punishment. Yes, bore that punishment that was due to the sins of thy chosen, thy church, the bride of Christ, his bride. Oh, and it was a finished work, and we thank thee that thou didst cry out with thy dying breath, and it's recorded in Holy Writ for us. Ah, yes, it is finished. And what a mercy the grave could not hold thee. And thou wast raised again for our justification. Or if there is no resurrection, we shall be of all men most miserable. For then We shall all perish in our sins and die without hope, but all raised again for our justification. And what a mercy that one that now is risen indeed and ascended on and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and there to intercede for us, poor sinners here below, that travel in this vale of tears, are one that ever intercedes for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. But oh, as we even in prayer this morning, and yes, what a mercy it is, when a poor sinner is able to venture by faith unto the footstool of mercy, ah, shall he not find one? Yes, that one that has a feeling for him or her in all their infirmities, one that was truly tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So to enable one or another, we plead to venture on thee, venture wholly, and let no other trust intrude. Oh, what a mercy, what a mercy. Ah, yes, even unto the worst of sinners, where sin abounds, and perhaps they feel there amongst those that are, the worst of sinners, the chief of sinners. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, may they yet prove it so. Oh, one that truly can wash them and make them white in his precious blood. Yes, the blood of the Lamb once slain. Ah, yes, that one that will cast all the sins behind his back, be cast into the depths of the sea to be seen no more. Oh, that one that speaks peace and does speak peace and pardon into the very soul. We trust, unless awfully deceived, we have likewise proved it. Ah, yes, and truly thou waitest and dost wait, even today, waitest and dost wait to be gracious, and at the voice of thy cry will answer thee, a poor sinner's cry. And so we plead, do hear the prayers of the destitute, or take note of the falling tears, the burdens of sighs and the upward glancing of the eye, where none but God is near. All the beggars poor, they're at mercy's door, yes, they feel it so. But all we must be brought there, where the flesh is humbled, proud flesh is humbled. And so may we be found as beggars poor, each one of us, beggars poor at mercy's door, lies such a wretch as I. So do remember us each as we've gathered this night. We would not be unmindful of those unable to gather, those duties, family duties or whatever, detain them. And perhaps they know what sickness and infirmity is. Lord, we plead for them. Go to them where they are. Ah, manifest thyself to them in love and mercy. May they feel those everlasting arms underneath them when they feel that weariness through infirmity and affliction. And so we will bear before thee any in their afflictions, whether they attend here or elsewhere. Ah, thou knowest. But Lord, we plead for each one that has gathered, and thou knowest what they've come with and all the burdens. And perhaps it's this, with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Ah, burden each in that way they might know what that burden of sin is. Ah, what a mercy. What a mercy. Shall they not prove? Ah, yes, shall they not prove that thou art the friend of sinners? Thou dost. And what a mercy when thou wast here upon the earth. It was to the consternation of the scribes and the Pharisees. Eateth with publicans and sinners. Break the bread of life unto them, we plead. And to remember each one as they come, they may have those cares and troubles of this life. And it is a day of many cares, many troubles and sorrows, many difficulties in the way, in those ways of the path that thou hast appointed for them. Oh, do manage all by the way unto the end. Guard them, guide them, make ways where there seems to be no way. And do hold them up amidst it all. And may they yet prove the government of all their affairs rests upon thy shoulder. So do we know each one to cast their burden upon thee. Ah, their cares, that which thou hast assigned them. Yes, nothing takes place by chance. Nothing that we walk in is unknown to thee. Thou knewest it from all eternity. Ah, yes, and we shall find many a time those things which are displeasing to our flesh, like it was with the apostle, but it was necessary. Find those things are necessary. The thorns in the flesh, the messengers of Satan, sent to buffet us, lest we should be exalted above measure. But all, perhaps one or another feels the thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, sent to buffet them. And all, perhaps they find like this, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. And what a mercy it is. And so the apostle, yes, he cried unto his Lord, did he not, in his trouble. But the answer came in a different way than what he naturally would have wanted. For he pleaded that that would be taken away from him. Thrice he did so. But the answer was this, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And all when we're brought into those spots and places, ah, what a mercy indeed, when we prove that abundant grace of God that sustains. Yes, at times we feel we shall sink before the adversary. We shall perish in the wilderness. And ah, at times we're brought in those spots and places where we lose sight of our hope. But oh, what a mercy. Then they cried unto the Lord. And like we read in that Psalm 107, it must be so, and it shall be so. For the Spirit will work that in their heart, breathing upon them, upon their dry bones, those bones which seem so dry and dead in those situations. Breathe upon them, give that new spirit of prayer and supplications, that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, new life to prayer. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And shall they not prove like the psalmist proved? The Lord heard and answered and delivered. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And may each one, yes, whether younger ones or older, or those in between, oh, may we prove like the psalmist in that Psalm 107, when we are brought and able to look back and see those times of help, when there is hear and answer prayer, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. When we see loving kindness, love and mercy stamped upon them all. Ah, one that has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Ah, one as that good shepherd and bishop of our souls that has borne us all the days of old. And so we plead for those in the midst of life that perhaps those things on the morrow seem like mountains before them, but make those mountains flow down at thy presence. Make those dark places light and those rough places plain. And perhaps they're full of fearful forebodings. And we're creatures of fear, and so at times we seem to drag along. When this poor sinner, as we stand before thee now, was brought to such a place as a number of years ago now, when we felt we had no real hope, couldn't lay claim to anything, yes, didn't have that assurance of faith. We felt, yes, we were a sinner indeed. And there was that before us. And whether it was, yes, we should be brought through or not. But, oh, we're brought to tremble before thee. But those words were applied to our soul. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, it puts strength into our soul. Ah, strengthened our weak hands and confirmed our feeble knees. Oh, it gave a little hope in thy mercy. And it gave a little hope that thou wast with us as that good shepherd. And ah, what a mercy, that one that goes before his sheep and leadeth them forth by that right way. So to remember such a one, even perhaps on the morrow or the coming days, manage all for them, go before them, speak the fear nots. Yes, and may they prove that thou art their God. Thou art their God, that one that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity. And we would not forget those in the even time of life. We find as we get older, yes, some say, well, we don't feel any different, but I feel quite opposite. We feel, do we not, as we get to those more advanced years, we hasten towards some of us that 60 years. Some have passed the threescore years and ten as we hasten towards it. And some have passed the 60 years and 10. And we read, do we not, if by reason of strength it be 40 years, then it shall be labour and sorrow. Ah, the mud-walled cottage shake, heart and flesh begin to fail. Lord, may they prove again and again, thou art that one. Thou art that one. Ah, is that good shepherd, that yes, the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency upon the skies. That one, yes, that has brought them hitherto. That one that has, yes, as they enabled by the Spirit, bring into their remembrance all those ways and words which thou hast spoken to them. And they can see those Ebenezer stones, and by faith are enabled to say, he who hath helped me hitherto will help me on my journey through, and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. So do be unto them those everlasting arms. Ah, perhaps they feel their weariness with the journey. Weariness with the journey. Ah, but Lord, may they prove again and again. Ah, yes, their refuge and strength. Their refuge and strength. Like our dear late mother was brought to, yes, that point in her life when truly natural strength had just about gone. Ah, yes, and she knew what it was to have Satan at her right hand to resist her. But all those words, safety is of the Lord. And oh, what a difference it made to her when thou didst draw near and speak those words. Ah, yes, her eternal safety, as well as her safety and her weakness and weariness of the body and mind and spirit, whilst in this vale of tears, yes, taunted by the adversary, pursued by a cruel foe. But ah, there was a bound put upon that foe, and ah, what a mercy. She was amongst those as she's brought to see, shut in with Christ, shut in with Christ, safety is of the Lord. So to remember each one then, each and every one. And once again, as we are favoured to gather in thy courts, we thank thee for it. And do remember Zion, ministered and brought low. And thy servants, we plead for them. We plead for them that have laboured in the day, and now perhaps their labours are finished for this day. Oh, do grant them that measure of that peace of God which passeth all understanding, and bless that which has been attended to. And those that labour on as one does this night, even this evening hour, ah, yes, we have frail mortal creatures. But Lord, do give that strength sufficient, and give unto us each the hearing ears and the hearts of understanding. And as they've laboured perhaps in the day, and now the labours of all thy servants this day, and that which may be attended to this evening, may the power of the Spirit attend the word, and may it truly accomplish that whereto thou hast sent it, and not return unto thee void. But always regard Zion, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Bring back the wayward, the rebellious. What rebellions we see in Zion. Ah, yes, how solemn it is indeed. But oh, we know the spirit of the world has crept in many ways. Ah, yes, as a lack of authority or wanting to be subservient to authority in general. But oh, as we even think upon the churches, how solemn indeed. We've turned aside from thy word and what thy word commands. Ah, and doth it not grieve the Holy Spirit? Oh, it grieveth the Spirit, does it not? And so bring us each into that place where we are. We know what it is to come with the psalmist of old. Search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead us each into that way which leadeth unto that place which thou hast prepared. Leave us not to that which is a bed too short with a covering too narrow. Leave us not to a form of godliness which hath no power. But all that we might be found in that way which leadeth unto life, and that which thou hast prepared for such. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come again, I shall receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, how solemn if we should come to the end of our days, and be found like those foolish virgins. Ah, the door is shut. Ah, the door is shut. Ah, yes, or one that has entered in like the thief and the robber, having come up some other way, and not entered into the fold through Christ. Christ being the door and the sheep, the shepherd of the sheep. Oh, how solemn indeed. Depart from me, for I never knew you. So do take us each in hand. Lead us each forth with that right way, that we might go to that city of habitation, whose builder and maker is God. So we plead now for thy help this night. Oh, bless us each together. Favour us with thy presence. Ah, yes, for what is the house of God to me, unless the master there I see? This poor one is but an instrument in thy hands. May thy voice be heard, the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the Saviour, the Redeemer. Ah, a precious Christ, heard, known and felt, tasted of. Ah, through that which is of thy glorious gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So do help this poor sinner now. Do us each good. Ah, bless us each together and send none empty away. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 948. 948. What is this world to me? This world is not my home, a scene of pain, of grief and woe. When will my Saviour come? Hymn 948.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55 and read verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Isaiah chapter 55 and the third verse. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Now, as we read this morning those two chapters out of Proverbs, Proverbs 1 and 2, and took for our text, as it were, those verses 24 and 25, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. Yes, and then that chapter goes on, does it not? And it speaks, I believe, in that way, referring to that day when that day of judgment comes. For we read, do we not, after death, the judgment. And so, whilst we're in this time state, whilst we have life, there is hope. But there shall come that day when the door is shut, as we spake this morning. The door is shut. The solemnity of it. But as we read that second chapter in Proverbs this morning, it speaks, yes, in that way to encourage. And it gives a little hope, does it not? What a mercy have we found amongst those, yes, even as we read there, my son, if thou wilt. That wrought in the heart by the Holy Spirit. Ah, that which is of life unto life, not death unto death. A lively hope, a living hope, a little grain of living faith, and there's that wrought in the heart, a desire after Christ and his righteousness. Yes, when sin is revealed, as we spake this morning, that light that shines in, Christ being the Word and Christ being the wisdom of God, and yes, when that is begun in the heart of a poor sinner. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Ah, that understanding which the world, according to their wisdom, will never find out. But it is made known, is it not, unto poor sinners. And my mind went to that hymn. If I can lay my eyes upon it again. Yes, that hymn of Berridge's. Are we found amongst those characters there? When Jesus, 745, when Jesus would his grace proclaim, he calls the simple blind and lame to come and be his guest. Such simple folk the world despise, yet simple folk have sharpest eyes and learn to walk the best. And oh, as we refer to that, as it came to my mind again this morning, that which was from the thoughts in the last Lord's Day, and a portion I read there out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, concerning whereby the Lord Jesus spake on this wise concerning the kingdom of heaven. And that which we read there, they made light of it. They made light of it. And we read in one of the other Gospels, it's in Luke, I turned to it earlier again, but in Luke's Gospel, that similar account, if not the same account, is it not? There we read this. And when one of them sat at meat with him, heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. They all made excuse. They all made excuse. And so, yes, like that account out of Matthew's Gospel, then we read this a little further on down. Those things angered that one. And what did he say? Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. Yes, the needy ones, the out of the way, the halt, the lame, the blind, those that have a need. Are we found amongst those that have a need? Feelingly so. Taught us, yes, by the Spirit, we have a need, a desperate need. What a mercy. When a poor sinner in due time is brought into the banqueting house, where that banner over them is love. And it will be so. The Lord does, yes, in that measure, and breaks a bread of life unto them. It's a feast of fat things, of wines on the lees, well refined, of the gospel made known unto them in the fullness of it, and in the beauty of it, and the wondrousness of it. But yes, he said, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And then what did the Lord say? The Lord there, he said unto his servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Compel them to come in. And then, for I say unto you that none of those which were bidden shall taste of the supper, but those, the halt, the lame, the blind, those that are found under the hedges and in the ditches and in the highways. What a mercy. What a mercy then. Yes, compel them to come in. And all as we read this night, those portions. Yes, those portions. And was it not so that which was John inquired of concerning Christ? He was brought into that place of bondage again. But we cannot enter into that. But what a mercy when the Lord knows those times when we're brought into those prisons and places of bondage. Again in our path, the Lord knows, and he once again speaks. But here we read, that was to be told unto John, those things which they heard and seen and heard, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Oh, we felt we had to cut the reading shorter, but you can read the rest of that chapter at your leisure. But he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, may it please the Lord to give unto us each hearing ears and hearts of understanding. Oh, the hearing ear, not the normal natural ear. Yes, the natural ear can give a natural assent to certain parts of the Word of God. Give that natural assent. But oh, to hear it with the ear. Yes, the ear of the heart and the soul, if we can put it in that way. Yes, the ear of the heart and the soul and the spirit. Those warnings were there not unto those to both Chorazin and to Bethsaida. There were many there that were preached unto, we've said, concerning Noah this morning. He was a preacher of righteousness. And no doubt in his day there were many that heard him. But they heard not only with the natural ear. Despised that which he spake. Treated it lightly, counted it as nothing. But all those solemn words we read there, we need to take note even of that. Do we hear? Do we treat the word of God lightly as we spake, even concerning what the apostle when he went before? Those in his day, and he testified of Christ. He testified, did he not? But how he spake before I cannot remember the names of Agrippa and Festus and one. Yes, as we said this morning, he declared Paul as being mad, and the other, yes. Yes, he spake even in this way after having heard him. If I can find the words, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. Well, come down to the end of our days and it's almost. That is not sufficient. That is a bed too short with a covering too narrow. Yes. How solemn it will be in that day. How solemn it will be in that day, if it should be so. But what a mercy if we're found amongst those that know and feel that burden, the burden of sin. The burden of sin, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Yes, those that were like the Pharisees, come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. Yes, did they not, when they saw Christ eating with publicans and sinners, they were somewhat astonished and astounded, but what a mercy it was, sir. What a mercy it was, sir. And even in our day, Christ condescends to poor sinners and breaks the bread of life unto them. They taste, handle and feel of the word of his grace. They taste, handle and feel of Christ, the one that offered himself. They taste that he is gracious. And that is one unto the thirsty one. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, those that have nothing. They're brought to fill, they have nothing. And they're brought to this, they can do nothing of themselves. They're found amongst the halt and the lame and the blind. They're found, yes, in the highways and the byways. Yes, the beggars poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Ho, every one that thirsteth. For how every one that thirsteth. So as we spake from that word this morning out of Proverbs. Oh, yes. All the word of God. It is necessary. And sometimes we're inclined to turn aside from certain parts. As we said this morning, our natural inclination it would be to speak smooth things. That's our natural inclination, to speak smooth things. But I said this morning when it was before I was sent forth into the ministry, that 26th chapter in Jeremiah was so laid upon my heart. And so we must speak. Yes, speak to warn and likewise to exhort. That's not fleshly exhortation through free will, that man has a hand in it and can do a certain part for himself, but it's those that are brought to feel their nothingness, their utter helplessness, their destitution, their bankruptcy. Ah, yes, their bankruptcy, their utter helplessness, their destitution. Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. That which is that of the gospel, the free grace of God, the gospel. Ah, yes. When it's made known unto a poor sinner, when the Lord is pleased to break the bread of life unto him, they get a sip from the well of salvation, a crumb that falls from the master's table. Ah, yes. And so the word, as we read it this evening, incline. Not turn away. Ah, not say I've got no time for it at the moment. How solemn. And treat it lightly, like as we read in Matthew. Yes, we quoted it from it this morning. Ah, they made light of it. Made light of it. As if it was of no consequence for the moment. They got better things to do. Ah, when we think of that, yes, we have a path to walk out here below. We have those things to attend to lawfully. And we're exhorted to do that which our hand finds to do, as if it were unto the Lord. But that's only for time. That's only for time. Oh, do we know anything of that? Eternity, a tremendous sound. Eternity with all its unnumbered years. Ah, what we may gain here below will not do us in the swellings of Jordan. It certainly will be of no help in eternity. Ah, yes, things here and those favours and blessings of time and those things which we pursue here below, there is death and decay stamped upon them all. But oh, do we know and do we desire and long for, as we see them shown to us in measure through the lattice of the gospel, do we long for those blessings of the Lord which make rich? And he addeth no sorrow to it. Those blessings of the Lord, is it not? That peace and pardon. Peace and pardon spoken into the soul. That made known. Ah, in the fullness of it. To the worst of sinners. Ho, every one that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Ah, yes, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? We think of that woman that had that issue. Oh, 12 years was it not? She sought this one and that one to seek to obtain that for her ailment. And she spent all that she had and rather grew worse. Or have you been trying to patch up your own inglorious righteousness? Ah, yes, often thought of those that make New Year's resolutions. We come toward the end of another year and you perhaps look back and think, well, I failed in that which I purposed at the beginning. Ah, I seem to fail every year. As in to make matters worse, I add sin to sin and iniquity to iniquity. Is it not one there that's amongst those, the lame and the blind, those that have no help? When we think of those that are lame and those that are blind, they're dependent upon another. They're completely dependent upon another. Oh, what a mercy you've been brought to that, where you're dependent upon another, not another mortal, a fellow mortal. We've been brought to this, my whole dependence on thee fix. Nor entertain a thought, my worthless schemes with thine to mix, but venture to be naught. Ah, we have to come to that point where it is this, who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness? Not leaning upon an arm of flesh or upon another, but leaning upon our beloved. Oh, if it be brought in measure there. Yes, you're found amongst those going on with that hymn of berridge. They view the want of Jesus' light, of Jesus' blood, and Jesus' might, which others cannot view. And they did not view it either at one time. They walk in Christ the living way, and fight and win the well-fought day which others cannot do. They all declare, I nothing am. My life is bound up in the Lamb. My wit and might are his. My worth is all in Jesus found. He is my rock, my anchor ground, and all my hope of bliss. The last verse comes like this. Such simple soul I fain would be, the scorn of man, the joy of thee, thy parlour guest and friend. Do you find this petition suits you? Do make me, Lord, a little child, right simple-hearted, meek and mild, and loving to the end. Ah, there's nothing more helpless than the child, the babe in arms, is there, when we look upon them? And we have to be brought there, do we not? Brought to that place, utter helplessness. Ah, oh, then that poor one, he's brought to this. He falls into the Lord's hands. He can do nothing else. The Spirit leads him there. That's that inclining of the ear. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Ah, yes, and perhaps you've heard that read of concerning David. We read that of his last words. And yes, he had to see, and he did see, and testify that there was still much that was amiss with him. He carried that old nature. Those things, those troubles in his family, no doubt, as he saw those things in the nation round about him. But all to come to the end of our days, leaning upon our beloved, and there David was brought there. As he testified this, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me. We want it in that personal way like that, do we not? he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, although he make it not to grow. But nevertheless, although he said that at the end, although he make it not to grow, there, that everlasting covenant. Yes, that one, a lamb in Christ's fold, shut in with Christ, clothed upon with that robe of Christ's righteousness, bound up in that covenant of mercy and grace, made known unto a poor sinner. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. We read in this same chapter, do we not? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. As we said, I believe in prayer. We're still upon praying ground. And the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Ah, what a mercy. The day of grace has not ended. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Abundantly pardon. Oh, no, I've quoted, I believe it was in prayer, but oh, abundantly pardon. If I can, I believe it's in Romans chapter 5, unless I'm wrong. Ah, yes. That knowledge of sin. Yes, that one is brought to realize of a truth their wickedness. That they're a sinner indeed, but all. That one burdened by the account which stands out against them. You read Romans, Paul's epistle to Romans chapter 5. Yes, we know that sin entered by the fall of Adam. When Adam fell, so did all his posterity. But all what we read in Paul's epistle in that fifth chapter, as if it was by one that sin, so is a gift. For the judgment was to one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one. That's our knowledge of Christ. That's our wisdom. That wisdom which is given unto a poor sinner, that the world that lies in wickedness will never know of unless that work of grace is wrought in them. But the poor sinner will have this made known unto them, that wisdom which is of God, that wisdom of Christ, and that knowledge of Christ. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one many shall many be made righteous. Moreover, not only that, moreover, it goes on, the law entered that the offence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Ah, that justification. through the offering of one. Ah, his righteousness, his worthiness, his sufferings, his death. Ah, yes, his shed blood, the satisfying of the law in every jot and tittle. Ah, yes, and blessed be God, the grave could not hold him. Rose again for our justification. Yes, if Christ had not risen, you read that in Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, I believe, for the first epistle, chapter 15, it speaks of the resurrection. Those that did not believe it, we have the record of it, the resurrection of Christ. If there was no resurrection of Christ, we should be of all men most miserable. But oh, when a poor sinner is brought to see by faith, not only one that so suffered, in their room, place and stead, as that spotless lamb, in the sufferings he endured in the Garden of Gethsemane and upon the cross of Calvary. But oh, to see an empty tomb, but not just an empty tomb, but like it was with Mary, yes, that's why she wept. It was an empty tomb. Where is he that died to save? We read it, do we not? Is it in that hymn 741? I no more at Mary wonder, dropping tears upon the grave, earnest asking all around her, where is he that died to save? Dying love her heart attracted. Soon she felt its rising power. He who Mary thus affected bids his mourners weep no more when they see one risen indeed for their justification. Ah, that's meat and drink, is it not, to a poor sinner? That's worth more than all those things that are here below that can be obtained. Ah, nothing comparable to it in price. There's no value. It's valueless. Nothing can purchase it. But it's that gift of God that is made known unto those the destitute, the out of the way, the poor, the lame, the blind, those in the highways and the byways and under the hedges, those at the field at times a slough of despond. Those that know what it is to be the beggar poor, at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. It's made known unto them. Ah, yes, and it is then that feast of fat things, of wines on the lees, well refined, but all the time has just about gone. But there's if I can find little portion. That little chapter in Isaiah, we'll read it and close. And in that day, we read in chapter 12, all may each one according to that which is revealed to them of their need. The worst of sinners, and in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Yes, the comfort of the gospel made known unto a poor sinner. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day, there is a day appointed when he will favour this one and that one, this one or that one that's born in her. They shall likewise know what it is. That song of praise, yes, will be wrung out of them. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted, Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Incline your ear. Come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Amen.
God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Mark Seymour next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with just two verses from hymn 483. 483, commencing at verse 5. Sweet Spirit, guide me over this life's tempestuous sea. Keep me, O holy lover, for I confide in thee. Hymn 483 at verse 5.
Amongst those that truly hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. Incline our ears, O Lord. May we hear thy word, and may thy word be that light unto our feet, a guide unto our path, to truly lead us into that right way, that way which is a narrow way, where straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. But all we found in that narrow way that leadeth unto life. Lord, it concerns us, does it not, as we get older, for that day is before us. That day when we shall have to appear before the judge of all the earth, and shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And we have to say, yes. Thou wilt do right, but all be found amongst those shut in with Christ. Yes, amongst those clothed upon with that robe of Christ's righteousness and washed in his precious blood. Yes, those for whom thou didst rise again for their justification. And so we plead, may we be found. With our ears opened, incline our ears and come unto thee, drawn by thy sweet resistless grace. Yes, and be found amongst those that watch and wait for thy appearing. So we plead, do bless that which is of thee. Cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do be pleased to take us each now to our homes and destinations in peace and safety. And we commit each into thy kind care and keeping. As regards all that thou hast pertained to their path and all that is before them. So we now fall into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.